It's time for that beautiful part of the morning where we ask, well, I ask Franziska, in this case, what's right with the world?
Researchers have discovered a method to transform blood types A and B into universal donor blood type O. This discovery marks a breakthrough in the search for ways to cover the global need for blood donations. Scientists have been seeking ways to convert A and B types into O for a long time, actually.
So for those of us who've only donated blood every once in a while, mind you, you are encouraged to donate blood if you can. So, Franziska, remind us, what's so special about blood type O?
People with blood type O can donate blood to anyone, regardless of their blood type. So especially O negative is most used for emergencies when the blood type is unknown. But most people on this planet have blood type A or B, which can only be donated to others with the same blood type. The blood contains certain antigens that can trigger an immune response if they are foreign to the body. So blood type 0, however, is scarce, especially O negative. Only 7% have this blood type.
Now, I'm a big fan of science fiction and especially Star Trek, and they've done a lot of crazy stuff with genes and mutating stuff like that. But I've never seen anyone in science fiction even change the blood type. So... And this is real life now, so how do they go about it?
That's probably also very, very geeky. So the researchers in Denmark, they use enzymes produced by bacteria in the human gut. They found that these enzymes strip away the sugars typical of A and B blood. It's not the first experiment of this kind, but previous attempts still resulted in up to 55% incompatibility reaction, so that's a lot. And way too high risk. The Danish researchers now focused on one specific enzyme which can remove the A, B and H antigens of red blood cells. And they have much better results, very promising possibilities for future blood transfusions.
Well, you might say that is what's right with the world today.